Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call.
There is a human actor on Sesame Street that I find very cute, and I now stalk on Instagram.
I dropped some food down my cleavage, and when I went to fish it out, I found a live bug.
Guys, I put my boxer shorts on backwards today. I had to take off my pants and boxers to turn them around, and someone walked in on me.
Wake Up Call Confessions.
Every Thursday on the Wake Up Call, it's Wake Up Call Confessions. This is where we have to share something, often private, often secret. Sometimes we just have to get it off our chest. Who wants to go first?
I'm going to go.
Okay.
Several weeks ago, I didn't tell you guys this, but I was at the little store by my house, and a very elderly woman came up to me, just dressed to the nines, driving a brand new Cadillac, okay? And she asked me how to get to Highway 65. So I'm trying to explain it to her. I get out a receipt and I start writing down the directions. I try to show her how to use her GPS on her phone. She kind of gets it, but at one point she like clicked herself out of it and couldn't get back. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to write it all out here. I said, I'm Katie. She said, I'm Pam. I said, hey, Pam. So I write it all out because she's trying to get back home to Tahoe where she lives. Okay. I write it all out. I put my phone number at the bottom. I say, Pam, if at any point you get turned around, you just give me a call. She says, thank you, Katie.
Oh, my God. You are bending over backwards.
Yeah, right? Forward.
Well, she's 90 years old. So I run into the store. I only needed something real fast. I come out, and I can see that Pam is just, like, parked by the street, has not gone on to Sunset yet where she needed to go. So I pull up next to her, and I go, Pam, follow me. So I drive her Sunset to 65, 65 to 80, 80 all the way to Rockland Road because I knew from there she would know how to get home.
Oh, okay, good.
All of this is during rush hour traffic, so it took me like 40 minutes.
Oh, okay. My God.
But she needed the help. It was fine. She gets home and she calls me.
Oh, my God.
Because she has the receipt that I gave the directions on with the phone number, my phone number.
Once she gets home to Tahoe.
Yes.
Okay, so she made it.
She made it.
Okay, got it.
She said, Katie, this is Pam. I just wanted to thank you so much. I said, Pam, it's my pleasure. No problem at all. She said, can I get your address? I would like to send you a note. I said, of course, Pam. So I give her my address. Then I get to thinking. It's the holidays.
Oh, my God.
Pam is old, and the bitch has got money.
So you see a woman like this, and you think, I am going to convince her to mug herself.
She's got money. I bet you anything. Pam is going to reward me for being such a good Samaritan, okay? And I am going through, oh, what could it be? $10,000 seems like too much.
Oh,
man. I mean, I'm letting my brain go all over the place.
Right, yeah,
okay?
Of course.
And at first I was thinking like,
I'm glad you stopped yourself.
She's probably not going to go just buy like a $25 gift card. Not Pam.
No.
So I'm thinking.
That's what her no good grandson does.
Right.
God, what if she sends me like a $500 check. What do I do? Do I call her and thank her? Like,
God.
I need to figure this out before it comes. What am I going to do?
So, so it hasn't come yet?
She hasn't sent me a GD thing.
How long ago was this?
About 3 weeks.
Oh.
I've never checked the mail so many times in my life.
Now, if I'm writing the screenplay for this movie, this is how it's going to end.
Okay. Right.
Katie gets mad, and she gets a little too much Chardonnay in her one night.
Mm-hmm.
And she calls Pam.
Yep.
Pam answers. She went to bed at 5. And it's now 9:30.
Of course.
And then Slurry Katie goes, "Hey, bitch. Do you remember me? I'm the woman who took an hour out of my day to drive your old ass back to 80, and you said you were going to send me $10,000, and you didn't. So I just want to know. I just want to know. Where's my money, bitch?" And then the person on the other line goes, "This is Pam's daughter. Pam died 2 weeks ago." And then Katie takes a long pause and goes, "Well, did the bitch leave me anything in her will?"
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.